The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, well, it's TJ Day. Thomas Jefferson was born 200 years ago, I think. Was it 200 years ago? No. It's more than that, because the Jefferson Memorial was dedicated on his 200th anniversary of his birth, which was in 1943. So that would be 73 years ago. Is that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that means he'd be 273. So it's TJ Day. Hmm. Actually, there was a high school in Denver, which I did not go to. I'm trying to remember. I think one of my sibs went to Thomas Jefferson, to TJ. I went to GW, George Washington. So there we go. It's the National Bookmobile Day. Do they still have bookmobiles anymore?
I have not seen any recently, no.
When's the last time you think you saw one?
Oh, gosh. I might have been teenager, maybe.
They're like 10. Well, that's more than that's 20 years ago, right?
Well, I'm 31. I'll be 32 next week. And so I would say probably about.
I know, next Monday. I wrote it down so I can wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so that would be about 15
years ago.
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody should call and tell me if there's a bookmobile in your neighborhood. I remember they were in like buses, right? Like Greyhound buses. They were big. Mm-hmm. You could go in and check out a book. I think I can't remember if you needed a different library card than for the regular library. I don't think so. I think they were part of the public library system. I think they worked the same way. But I remember they would come to your neighborhood and you would know which day they were going to come and go check out books. And they didn't have a huge supply, obviously, because they were in a bus. But I thought it was great. Were you a reader as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you read underneath the covers with a flashlight?
Not so much that, but yeah, I did read a few books here and there when I was a kid.
I at one point read the Book of Knowledge just because that's what we had. So I just read every one of those volumes. And what else? The encyclopedia. In junior high school, when I was always the one who volunteered to go look up a word, and they wouldn't let me do it because they figured, in the turning the pages of the dictionary, I'd find other words that I thought were just terrific. So it would take me an hour to come back with the definition. But I would know, like, 15 other words. Yeah, I've always been a reader. I don't know why. All right, so it's Thomas Jefferson Day. So he would have been 273. So that means, let's see, if it was 200 years in 1943, that meant he was been in 1743. So there you go. Who was it? He was Benjamin Harrison, right? Was the first born in America president. Everybody else was born in England or English citizens. Harrison was interesting. Okay, in 1849, on this day, Hungary became a republic. Fort Sumner surrendered to the Confederate forces in 1861. That was a big deal during the war. In 1870, only 9 years after that, they seem different ages to me, MoMA, or the Metropolitan Museum of Art, was founded. Metropolitan Museum of Art is fascinating. It has the Temple of Dendur in it, which the New York City and the Metropolitan Museum of Art had apparently this huge relationship with the Aswan Dam project in Egypt. So they just took huge amounts of artifacts and brought them intact here, which is now getting to be somewhat of a scandal. At the time, it was viewed as a very symbiotic relationship because they were building the dam and all this stuff was going to be underwater. And apparently Egypt didn't have the resources to not only excavate them, but then preserve them in Egypt. So they came a lot. I mean, the Temple of Dendur is fantastic. There's a huge Egyptian wing in the Metropolitan Museum. And now it's considered very controversial that we kind of snitch their stuff. And apparently there's some agreement for stuff to go back. I don't know, especially after the Arab Spring in the last couple of years. I don't know that things are and sort of the Baghdad Museum. I don't know what's going to happen to stuff. I mean, you sort of feel it should be in the country in which it was created. On the other hand, you just assume it was preserved. And if people go through and maraud and burn stuff and tear stuff up, I don't know. Art seems to be a significantly different event than a zoo or an aquarium because they're not living things. But there, I worked on archaeology digs, and there was always some controversy about you weren't allowed to take anything away. And all of a sudden, things would appear in people's private collections. Not mine. I don't have anything. Of course, I'm not very sneaky. On this day, J.C. Penney, in 1902, opened his first store in, believe it or not, Wyoming. Did you know the first J.C. Penney's was in Wyoming?
Did not know that.
And Penny, as most of you know, is spelled with two E's, not just one. Because you think of J.C. Penney as being like a penny store, right? Nickel and dime. But his name was Penny. I remember Penny's. Are there any J.C.? I think there's still J.C. Penney's around, aren't there?
Oh, we've got a few of them here in Minnesota, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Woolworth is gone. I wonder how J.C. Penney's is doing. Maybe we should check their stock. As I said, in 1943 on this day, the Jefferson Memorial was dedicated in D.C. on the 200th anniversary of T.J.'s birth, 1743. It's really interesting. He's still viewed as sort of the major intellectual of the colonies. But his owning slaves and having children out of wedlock and stuff has sort of besmirched his reputation, although I suppose you have to look at things in context. In 1960, the United States launched Transit 1B, the first satellite navigation system. I just saw a movie, which I'll review for you tomorrow, about satellite navigation that is very scary, very interesting and very scary. In 1964, at the Oscars, Sidney Poitier became the first African-American male to win the Best Actor Award for Lilies of the Field. There unfortunately have not been a whole lot of people since then. I actually met him once. He was charming. I think he's still alive, isn't he? I think he is. The charming man, and every bit as genteel as you'd expect. Yeah, he's born in 1927, still alive. He got the Sidney Poitier, and he's Bahamian. He was born in the Bahamas. So there you go. And then he was in To Sir with Love and Heat of the Night. And I remember from Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and he was the talk box office star in 1967. He was in all three of those films in 1967. He was among the greatest male stars of classic Hollywood, ranking 22nd out of 25th. He's become a director. He's, as I said, charming. I mean, some people, when you meet them, they're really a letdown, that they're either smaller or in stature or smaller in personality. He was just lovely. On this day in 1970, and an oxygen tank aboard Apollo 13 explodes. There was supposed to be a lunar landing. And it exploded, but they all got back to Earth, and they didn't have much water. They didn't have some of the navigational system they need, so that was one that could have been a disaster. And it was disastrous in terms of the mission statement, because they were supposed to land on the moon, and they didn't. But they got everybody back alive, which was just about miraculous. I mean, it was really some quick thinking, and that was the one that Tom Hanks did the movie about. We've got a problem, Houston, right? I think that was Apollo 13.
Yep.
And on this day, I mean, you worry about something called 13, right? On this day in 1997, in the good old days, Tiger Woods became the youngest golfer to win the Masters tournament. Remember when we thought Tiger Woods was a hero? I don't know that we think about him that way much anymore. It's amazing how you can besmirch your own reputation, isn't it? Too bad. 855-993-7569. Lots of things going on in the news. Let's hear about what's going on in your life. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Call me about whatever it is that's on your mind. And if you're one of, I think we got like five or six new affiliates in the last week or so. So if you're new to the program, it's basically you call with a problem and I help you look at it in a different way that hopefully will be more successful and make you happier. Even though it may not at the outset, because I'll try to help you look at your behavior differently, because that's the behavior you can actually do something about. Somebody else's good luck. So I thought we'd just talk about, it's finally gotten to be Well, it actually is sunny today as opposed to rainy or foggy or just plain icky, which it's been. We've had a relatively mild winter, but a relatively unpleasant spring. It just, as I said, we had a couple of days of 70 degrees, and so all the flowers decided, okay, come on, we can do this. And then we had a couple of days of 30. So they're all now tulipsicles. I don't know what's going to, I feel sorry for the plants. And all the trees are in blossom, so, and being whipped around, so everybody's having pollen issues. But it looks like we are now, and I think the rest of the country as well, is looking at having some relatively spring-like weather, sunny and the high 60s, low 70s coming up. So I thought we might as well talk about spring and the best part of it because we might as well anticipate it. I think it looks like winter's sort of cold, clammy grasp is finally loosening on us. Are you getting almost nice weather there?
Yeah, today it's been good. We're expected to hit into the 60s. The mid 60s today.
You're doing better than we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we finally got some sun, mm-hmm. as opposed to rainy, good sleeping in kind of.
It was
rural.
Cold over the weekend though. Here we got down to the 30s and 20s. And stuff.
Well, they were actually talking about snow, which it didn't happen. But it was, I mean, you sort of think, okay, well, it's springtime, so I don't need a coat. So this is the time of year where everybody gets pneumonia. All right. So what's the best part of spring for you, Manny? Probably spring training, right?
Yeah, spring training. Usually the playoffs start for the NBA and the NHL. Always an exciting time of the year in the sports world. Baseball's just getting started. The season is fresh and new. So, yeah.
You're a sports guy. I have to tell you, I went to this thing last night. Most of you know I went to Rice's undergraduate, so I'm involved in a lot of their activities, including fundraising and stuff like that. And so I had a prior commitment, so I ended up going a little bit late to a fundraising thing. And there were a whole bunch of very recent Rice graduates, and there was one guy who was kind of more or less my age. And I got there late, so he went and got a chair for me. It was very nice. And we ended up sitting around talking afterwards. And I'm not going to say his name because I don't know that he would appreciate that. All I will tell you is he has the same first and last name of a very famous hockey player. And he actually went to prep school in the same city in which that hockey player was very well known. And they took a bunch of the kids to a hockey game. And quite often at hockey games, as you know, they let the kids come up and they don't have to be on skates, but they go out on the ice and see if they can make a goal. And he was picked. Now here's a guy. He's like 17 or 18 years old. Can't skate. Never been on skates. But he has the name of a very famous, well-known hockey star. And they put him out there. And he actually made a couple goals. And we were talking about he said he thought it was dumb luck. And I said, no, that's called adrenaline, you know, being humiliated. Think about having the name. I'll tell you the other story because I'm not sure either of them are alive anymore. There's a very famous broadcaster in Los Angeles whose name was Michael Jackson. Not the Michael Jackson, although a huge number of people knew him. He was very popular. He'd been there for a long time. He was KBC. And he would go around and visit the ABC affiliates every once in a while, and people would say, his publicist would call and say, do you want to book Michael Jackson? And of course, everybody would say yes, and all of a sudden, instead of this hip African-American singer would be this very nice British white dude. So having the same name as somebody else who's famous is not necessarily an advantage. I thought you'd like the hockey story. All right, so best part about spring. I love the flowers. I mean, I don't love the pollen because I think I've developed hay fever, as many people have, if you're just around a lot of pollen that's being pushed around all the time. Allergies, by definition, are learned responses, so you don't grow up. Most people don't have allergies because you need a loading dose. And even if you're allergic, you're lactose intolerant, well, that's a slightly different issue, but that you need a loading dose because your body has to view it as foreign, and the next time it happens is when you get the allergic response. So I'm not crazy about hay fever, but I love the trees being in blossom, and I just love the flowers and lilacs, and you know, I think that for me that's, and just being able to walk around without a coat. I love seasons, and I love the fall, but spring, just because everything seems to be new and fresh. As you said, you like new, fresh sports. I like new, fresh growth. All right, let's see what other people said that they liked about spring.
Debbie just says new life.
There you go. See, we're on the same page here. His is new life on the court or the rink. Mine's in the flower beds.
Tony, she says, I'm a fall and winter person. Love that time of the year.
Yeah, you know, that's something we should ask when it gets to be fall, what people, how people feel about the fall, because it really seems to me that the world very quickly divides into two categories. One, like me, that love the fall, and the other, that like some of my relatives who hate it because they really hate the winter, and so they view the fall as just kind of an inevitable decline toward cold weather, which they don't like at all. Really interesting, and I'm not sure what differentiates it. But we have 6 months to sort that through. Okay, what else we got?
Robert says, being able to open my windows to get some fresh air in both
Amen.
My house and car.
Absolutely. Isn't it amazing how much better your house smells after you open your windows, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's not even that you're aware that it smells kind of musty until it doesn't smell that way anymore. I agree. Opening the windows.
Mary says, well, we're in Buffalo. We're still waiting for spring.
And you're going to, well, I think.
As a native Minnesotan, Mary, I feel you.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll get even this late into April. And
well, we've only got in the low 50s today.
Yeah.
So it's sunny, though. And if you look at the forecast, it looks like the next 10 days are going to be sunny. And there's one day, I think next week, we're supposed to hit 75. So, as far as I'm concerned, San Diego has the perfect weather. 75, low humidity, a little bit of a breeze. We've had windy, cold, wet weather.
Timothy says, flowers and sunshine.
There you go. Okay, well, Timothy's clearly in my camp. Take your claret and go outside.
Francis says, not having to wear bulky coats just to go out the front door.
True, what you say. Absolutely. All righty, 855-993-7569. You have something on your mind, give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place run smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call. Click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos and add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Linda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Linda. What's on your mind today?
Well, I have a teenage daughter who's having a problem with depression this year, and it's affecting school.
Okay, tell me, how old is your daughter?
She's 17.
Okay, so she's a senior this year?
No, she's junior. Junior this year.
Okay. How are her grades?
This year, terrible.
Okay. Well, how were they yesterday? Last year?
Good.
Okay.
They're going straight down this year. The beginning of the year, we were like, hey, what are you giving up for? What's going on?
And is there a boy involved?
No.
You sure?
She was dating somebody around the holidays, and then it wasn't really serious. And she's kind of said, I'm done with teenage boys. I said, fine. But no, not a dating situation that I know of, no.
How many kids do you have?
I have two girls.
And what's the age of the other one?
15.
Okay. So what does your daughter see the problem as being?
She doesn't know. I mean, we've been seeing counselors. They've diagnosed her as depressed.
Okay. Is she on medication?
Yeah, we just started about a month ago.
Okay. Is she seeing any relief? Are you seeing any change?
Some days it seems, this weekend seemed good, but she wasn't in school. So I don't know if school's bothering her.
What does she say when you say it's something bothering you? Because, I mean, you and I need to differentiate. With teenagers, it's particularly difficult, but to differentiate between school is a problem, I'm really bummed because I'm doing in school, or the guy that I was going out with isn't interested in me, or I'm feeling fat, or my best friend dumped me, or people are gossiping about me, or whatever. And depression,
yeah.
Because certainly depression, as sort of as we understand in the broadest sense, has very little to do, although it could be triggered by an external reality, but it's more an internal sort of glitch, and that's why medication works on it, as opposed to just feeling like, I mean, because taking medication, if your boyfriend's just dumped you, probably not going to help very much, because there's an external reality and you're still missing him. So there's a difference between sadness and depression.
Well, I think she broke up with him, so I don't think she was upset about that. I mean, the beginning of the year, the grades weren't great. Well, what's going on? She's not applying herself. But around March, it was like, holy cow, she was like, was crying in her room, totally out of control.
And she has no idea what's triggered it.
No, I haven't been able to figure it out.
Is there any possibility there's a drug involvement or not?
I really don't think so, no.
Is she still tight with her best friend?
Yes, but she doesn't want to be around them a lot. She doesn't want to be. She says, I don't like people.
Is there any possibility that something traumatic happened to her, that somebody assaulted her?
I mean...
But it's a long pause.
A date rape, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like something really upset your daughter provocatively and traumatically and acutely, as opposed to a chronic situation. I mean, it sounds like things have gotten worse, but it does sound to me that there was something pretty traumatic and cataclysmic that happened, something kind of sudden. Doesn't it seem like that to you?
I mean, she's been to counseling, and she's talked to a psychiatrist and a counselor, and nothing's come up that I know of that.
Okay. So
I don't know if it's just running in the family, a depression.
Is there a family history of depression?
Yes, there is.
Okay, tell me about that.
It's kind of like very untalked about. I know my mother's had some depression. My sister goes, oh, yes, we have depression in the family. You're depressed. I'm like, you know, I haven't had it been treated for it, but I'm sure I've been blue at some point, you know?
Well, blue and depressed aren't exactly the same thing. Let me just help you and everyone else sort of differentiate.
Yep.
You hear me sort of struggling with the issue of are there precipitating factors? Did a boyfriend dump her? Is there a friend not talking with her? Is somebody gossiping about her? And is somebody bullying her? Are her grades, you know, is she having trouble with the teacher? And those fall into the category of triggers, and they can certainly trigger depression in people who are prone, but they're going to make anybody unhappy. Then there's that whole different category that says that this really doesn't have necessarily an external cause, that it's something that is kind of out of sorts in our bodies, and we can't necessarily identify, we can't necessarily point to it and say, yeah, that's what happened. And they're quite often with depression as opposed to sadness, there are somatic symptoms. And part of the way we differentiate, because it's not the world's easiest thing to differentiate between sadness and depression, that there's usually a disruption in sleep pattern, that people either sleeping a lot more or a lot less.
She wasn't sleeping. She was waking up on every cycle.
Okay. And part of it is quite often people go to sleep early because they're depressed and then wake up at the 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, where am I, blues? Or they're sleeping a lot or agitated, whatever. So sleep patterns are disrupted. Eating patterns are disrupted. People are either eating a whole lot more or not at all. That there's things that tend to make people happy ordinarily of, you know, playing basketball or writing a friend or eating chocolate ice cream don't work anymore. There is a sense of lethargy, of lack of ambition, lack of just I can't move. There is quite often sadness, obviously. There is sometimes suicidal ideation of people sort of feeling like, you know, the world's not a very good place, I shouldn't really be here, I'd be much better off dead, everybody else would be better off without me. So there are these very... Now, most people at some point for a short period of time have felt one or more of these symptoms. The deal is that you felt more than a couple of the symptoms for more than a couple of days or a couple of weeks?
Well, on a day-to-day basis, she has some days where she just can't get out of bed to go to school. And, you know, we've kind of worked it out where she talked to the therapist. They said, well, you can go in late, but you got to go in, you got to finish school until you pass. But I know she's fallen way behind in her classes. At what point do I say, you know, just get up and go? You have to just go in.
Yeah, I mean, I'd sit her down. The thing is, in the midst of all this, it's very hard to negotiate, but I think your point's well taken. Even teenagers who are not depressed, this is the time of year where you'd much rather be outside. What does she do when she stays home from school?
She just stays up in her room and reads.
I think the deal is, listen, if you're feeling so upset that you feel that you can't get to school, let's make you an appointment with your therapist right now. Because I think what you need for her to do is be able to evaluate and take responsibility. And we don't want her using depression as a way of playing hooky to a certain extent. And if she's truly depressed, then she needs some help that day. So we get her to the therapist, because you hear that it's very possible for her, consciously or unconsciously, to become very manipulative about this, to say, well, I'm feeling depressed. So I would say, here's the deal, that you've got she's got a couple more weeks of school is all.
Yeah.
Is she going to pass this year?
I hope. I don't know. I've called all the teachers because I have no feedback.
What does she think?
She says no.
She has no idea?
She's got missing assignments, and I can't get a straight answer out of her, so I've called. In fact, I'm expecting calls back from most of her teachers today, I hope.
That was probably the phone. The phone that rang was probably one of the teachers.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, here's the deal. I would sit with her and say, look, you're going through a tough time. You're going to go through tough times again. The family has given you nice, straight teeth, curly hair, great skin, and a tendency toward depression. So we're going to deal with it. But you also don't want your life to spiral out of control so that you're behind in school, so whatever. So here's the deal. If you're feeling, when you get up in the morning, if you're feeling you just can't do school, then we'll take you over to the therapist. And you can do it with a therapist, so the next day you can go to school. Because I don't want you to sort of view not being able to do it at school as something that's making you unhappy. So there's a logic to it. It's not that we're punishing her. It's that we're being logical about it.
I know. And this is a kid. I mean, she's not turning work, and she would never think of doing that before.
Yeah, so it sounds to me, that there's something that has derailed this kid. And if I had to guess, we've gone through the possibilities. But something happened. Has she started putting on weight?
No. Okay. She's the same.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think the question about, all right, what do we do when she pulls, I don't want to go to school today, is, okay, if you're feeling that depressed, let's take you to the therapist right now.
Okay.
Okay?
Or call her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And the idea isn't that we're being punitive. It's not if you don't want to go to school, we're going to punish you. It's that if you don't want to go to school, you're clearly immobilized. We don't want that immobilization to go on for any length of time because it has consequences. So if you're feeling, because what you want her to understand is the logic of it, not just one more thing to rebel against. And the idea is that we don't want you to be behind in school because that's going to create its own problems. 855-993-7569. Sarah, here on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How can I help you?
Hi there. Hope you're well today.
Thank you.
I have a problem that seemingly doesn't seem so important, but just keeps popping up in my life, and I'm having a hard time putting a finger on it, so hopefully you can help.
Okay.
My question is basically maintaining a female relationship for more than what seems to me a year and a half. Any relationship that I have after a year and a half seems to withstand the test of time, and we become lifelong friends. But in between those times, I seem to be losing any momentum that I put into a relationship.
Okay, are we talking about a romance, or are we talking about friendship?
No, just friends, strictly platonic.
Sorry, too much. Because I need a little bit of clarification. Hang on for me.
Sure.
We'll talk about what the time frame is here and what it means. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Sarah. Sarah, let me get this correct. I'm not sure I understood you. That female friendships either self-destruct in the first year to year and a half, or they last forever. Is that correct, or is that not, did I misunderstand
correct.
You?
It's okay. Correct. I think the main reason for my question is I am approaching 39. I'm a widow. My husband had cancer. He died 8 years ago. I have a 12-year-old and a soon-to-be 16-year-old, both females in the house. Okay. I am not and never have been close to my mother as I'm an only child. And what I see them taking from my relationships is that the female relationship doesn't ever work out. I think that's what I'm most concerned
okay.
about.
Well, what about you said that some relationships have survived the year and a half and they're lifelong friends? Those
long-lasting relationships last even beyond geographical markers. You know, whether we're close or far or see each other all the time or sometimes, those relationships last. But it seems as of the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, actually more than that, 15 years, I have not been able to have a steady female relationship. And I'm worried about that and just the portrayal that my kids take from that.
Okay.
And as I sit here, I'm really not quite sure what my question is, other than I'm feeling really hurt right now, and a bit wounded that I'm doing another autopsy of a friendship.
Okay, all right, we're going to do two things, and we're going to start, and then we're probably. I assume that you have the time to hang on for me into the next hour.
I do, and I have my pen and paper ready to go.
Good woman. All right, let's start with the autopsy of the most recent relationship. From your perspective, what do you think went wrong? How would you describe the pathology there?
I think that age has a lot to do with it. Me being 39 or approaching 39, my husband was 17 years older than I was. So I already have that maturity into it. But she has a parent that is going through cancer and is about to die. And whereas my husband was diagnosed, he was given 3 to 6 months and he lived for a year. So I think that I am a bit hardened and very pragmatic in my ways of how to deal with things. And so sometimes instead of just listening, I tend to always go for the answer and try to fix the problem, which I've also been working on as well. But I think that first and foremost in the front of my mind is the biggest issue in this.
All right. So she felt that you were not sympathetic enough.
I think that's a correct yes, absolutely.
Okay. How long, I mean, all right, so one possibility is going back to this relationship if you want to and sort of being as candid with her as you were with me of saying, you know, I went through this and I sort of feel like I basically know what to do here, and it sounds to me that you weren't asking for problem solving, you were asking for sympathy. And before, wait a minute, hold that thought for just a minute. Before we do that, assuming that you have any interest in doing it and you don't think it's beyond the pale, is can you accept that role? Can you do the, oh, you poor thing, what you're thinking is make sure they have.
I have. We went through that in December and went through on a 6-week hiatus of sorts where I was just touching base in friendship but not engaging in friendship. And then she most recently went to go see her parents across the continent to the West Coast. I live on the East Coast. And she came back, and all of a sudden things are changing. I do feel an underlying change happening in her life. And I want to be here. And, of course, I will always admire her from afar and be there for her as I love who she is. But yet, again, me personally, without being totally selfish, it's just another relationship that's failed. And
well, but wait a minute. Make sure, I think when it comes to any kind of relationship, any kind of human relationship, there's a tendency for all of us to put in either the plus column or the minus column. That's a very limiting approach because, I mean, think about your relationship. How long were you married to your husband?
We were together for 10 and married for 8. So
okay.
We're approaching just about the 8-year death mark where, you know, things have shored up.
Okay, so the point being that death has a way of kind of distorting, for lack of a better term, relationships. I watched it with my grandmother, who had a very contentious relationship with her husband, and I was, you know, obviously a very young kid, but not stupid. And once he died, and he died relatively young, he became the saintly man. We never had an argument. He was this wonderful man. I was not a very grown-up person, but I was not a stupid person either. And it just wasn't true. So you have to make sure that you're not doing that. And because what I was going to have you do is think about your marriage and thinking about there were moments where the two of you were crazy about each other, and there were moments where the two of you were crazed by each other. You know, you just thought, what am I doing here? So any type of human relationship that has any intensity to it, any sense of feeling, any sense of vulnerability, is going to have those highs and lows. And what most people do is think through, at this moment, do I want to stay or do I want to go? And it may not be a conscious thought, but that's okay. And that's one of the reasons, probably one of the best arguments for marriage, is it makes it harder to leave when things go a little wrong. It means that that's what commitment means, is that there are all sorts of external strictures that will make me stay in place long enough for this cloud to pass, and then I can evaluate more effectively, as opposed to bolting at the first sign of shadows. So in the case you're talking about, it sounds to me that the two of you really kind of liked each other until the two of you had a significantly different approach. Is she older than you are?
No, as a matter of fact, she's 25.
Okay. So it may be that because she's about to be an orphan, that she's sort of feeling a need for maturity, and you're sort of serving the function of a big sister or a mother substitute. So, any relationship can work as long as both people are on the same page about it. So, I don't know what the revision could be. And part of it, though, Sarah, and this isn't about her at all, this is about you, of trying not to see things as black and white, a friendship is different than a marriage, and there's not that, okay, till death do us part, and all the gifts, and the religion, and whatever. But there really can be the, look, this is a time where, tell me what I can do to be there for you, and if I can do it, I will, and if not, we'll take a break, and then when you don't need that from something from me that I can't provide, then we can revisit it. And it may take a while to get back to the stage that we are now, but we all tend to idealize in the beginning of a friendship as well as a love relationship. This is the perfect person. This is my soulmate, that we're going to be together forever. All right, so hold those thoughts, and then let's come back, and then we're going to tackle the underlying issue here, that elephant in the room. Okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.